It's time now for the Todd Leonard Show. Leave those negative stories behind as we focus on the positive and hear from those who give back and help others. Let's start your day with some inspirational stories. Now, here's your host, Todd Leonard.
Good morning, everyone. We have an exceptional show today. You know, each week I do my best to bring in wonderful people who bring uplifting, heartwarming stories. And also, in this particular circumstance, we're going to talk about an idea that started over 35 years ago that have touched over 2 million lives. It's really an unbelievable privilege to have people like the Harrises. We have today Jerry Harris and Suzanne Harris right here in Morris County, who have really been touching so many hearts for so many years. When I learned about Color a Smile, I was blown away by just a great idea that started, just a little seed of an idea that changed so many lives, including theirs. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Todd.
Thank you so much for joining us today. So as I just indicated, you know, I go through the communities and I think of people that are doing the right thing and really, you know, making the world better. And I want to go back a little bit in time to really think about, you know, you started Color a Smile over 35 years ago. And I think it's important to understand, you know, the genesis of it. You started the idea 35 years ago. Jerry, maybe if you'll permit, what about the idea of Color a Smile that resonated with you and your lovely wife that you wanted to start such a wonderful program?
First of all, thanks a lot for having us here today. We really appreciate the chance to tell people about Color a Smile. So it started, actually, we were at a friend's house, like you said, over 35 years ago. And our kids were, we've got three kids, and they were not yet of the coloring age. So at our friend's house, we saw on their refrigerator door a bunch of their kids' artwork. And it just, the idea came to both of us that this was a simple way to make your kitchen more cheerful, and we just thought that would be a pretty simple thing to do, would be to collect crayon drawings and then send them to people that don't have kids in their lives. And it's just, it's grown from there. This was before the internet. So, you know, we first started going around to schools, handing out paper, telling people, you know, physically about it. And then, you know, the internet, and here we are today, people can just find the information on the website and send them in from all over the, actually all over the world, but mostly all over the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful idea. I mean, the power of drawings and bringing smiles into people's lives, because we all need time to basically, if we're not, we're down a little bit, if we're not feeling great, just as drawings really, you know, lift the spirits. Suzanne, if I may, and once again, good morning. It was so nice to meet both of you before we started the show. I was joking with both of you a little bit. I can't help myself. I'm a bit of an old romantic soul, I guess. I love a love story. So I have to go back. Back in kindergarten, it all started with you and Jerry. And I got a kick out of that. So when did you meet your husband?
Well, we both grew up in, you know, Mars Plains. We both attended St. Virgil's School, and in kindergarten, that's where we met, and there was a slide in the classroom, and one day I attempted to kiss him, and he was having no part of that. So we continued on through grammar school together and went on to Bailey Ellard High School in Madison. And we started, he finally came around in right before we entered our senior year of high school. And we dated for 7 years. And we got married in 1980. And we have three wonderful kids, Todd, Kelly, and Scott. And we have five wonderful grandchildren, Beau, Nash, Locke, Shay, and Paige. And this year we'll be celebrating 42 years of being married.
Wonderful.
That's
wonderful.
Our love story.
That is. Yeah.
In my defense, though, in kindergarten, she did have cooties, you know.
Oh,
so
I believe. Well,
you know, you're in kindergarten.
Jerry, yeah. I'm glad you came to your senses, because some would tell you I kicked your coverage, as they might say. No, that's a wonderful story. I just got a, you know, a big kick out of that. So, you know, the idea of drawings, and I was thinking, I'm not a good artist at all. I'd struggle with like a stick figure. But even a guy like me, I know we're going to walk through the program, but I know there's something about when you you draw, you put something into it. But one of the beautiful things that you have developed over these many years is you give out these drawings, and it's kind of fascinating to me. So, Jerry, if we could talk about, you know, so as the listeners get to learn more about Color a Smile, the drawings, what type of drawings are we talking about?
So on our website, we've got pages that can be downloaded, and we have seasonal themes and non-seasonal themes. So you can do a Happy Valentine's Day, Happy St. Patrick's Day, you know, right through the calendar year, Easter, spring, 4th of July, the whole thing. And also on the website, you can either pick a coloring page, which is like a page out of a coloring book. So just say you get one that says Happy Easter. It might have a bunny or eggs or something like that. And then also on the website, there's the free art pages, which would say Happy Easter, but then the middle of it is wide open. So you can be as creative as you want. A lot of people, we have to say the majority of people use the coloring pages. You don't want to stress the brain too much and, you know, be too creative. But there are people that just love to create their own drawing. So both are available to people. Most of them are coloring pages, but they can be as, you know, you can color a coloring page as an adult and make it pretty intricate and make it pretty, you know, shade it and everything else. So, and then a five-year-old can do it also.
Right. Well, it's ironic. That was a good segue when you say a five-year-old. So one of the assignments in the Leonard residence, I explained to my family, we're going to have the Harrises on. We're talking about Color a Smile. And my wife right away went on your website. And what's your website?
It's colorasmile.org, colorasmile.org.
So we went on the website, my wife specifically, and we basically downloaded some of these wonderful pictures, and I would be totally remiss. So this is Alexander's handiwork here. Charlie, see if you get a good zoom on that. That's the youngster. This is Jonathan's handiwork, age five, and he was so proud of that. It says Happy Easter, and has his name and his age. And young Alexander, who's seven, Alexander did a little handiwork there. And it was really exciting because they really enjoyed it, and they took a lot of pride in it, and that was really special. And we were out with some great friends last night. A shout-out to Chad and Tracy and their whole beautiful family and their friend, Lily. They also drew yesterday. We went out to a restaurant, and it was good. Candidly, it occupied the youngsters' time, which actually parents need that sometimes, I have to say. But we had a blast doing it. So for all the listeners, as we go through this, you can Google colorasmile.org. Check it out. They've got some wonderful things. So one of the things that I wanted to explore with both of you is this idea, though, that germinated over 35 years ago. And I love doing my show. My show has nothing to do with my legal career. I just like to focus on really good things happening. Because sometimes we all get caught up in the world. We got to make money. We got to support our families, which is totally respectable. But I understand for you guys, this was also a purpose that would bring something to the world, some happiness, some joy. So you guys should both be very proud about the concept that you developed over 35 years.
Thank you.
And it's really a blessing. I love people that give back and really make the world better. And once again, it's just a beautiful idea. Maybe some of the listeners have ideas. So as we go through the show, maybe something's germinating in their mind on what they can do to give back and make a difference. So let's talk about who's getting involved in Color a Smile. I like to understand, you know, the ages, the demographics, the locations. Suzanne, maybe you could touch on that a little bit. Where are all these drawings coming from?
Well, we, you know, started out in the very beginning, like I said, when we were saying that, you know, it was strictly the idea of kids coloring. And we started with grammar school kids. It went into teens, it went into adults, and it went into older people. So we have people coloring from age 5 to 95. So the drawings are really coming from every aspect, which is really nice. It just doesn't have to be just kids.
Right.
So that's just great. And we're getting millions of drawings from everyone. We get a lot of older adults are coloring, are getting into coloring, and those drawings, once they color them, they don't know what to do with them. So they can send those adult colorings to us. And if they're cheerful enough, then we can send them out. We, you know, sometimes they're so intricate that they're not they're colorful, but they're not really happy. So we're always looking for the flowers and the, you know, the teddy bears with colorful balloons and things that people, when they look at them, it'll make them smile. So that's the whole gamma of where all these pictures are coming from.
But, you know, for the listeners, that's awesome. You have such a wide spectrum of individuals, folks, little kids, toddlers, you know, little youngsters, five all the way into their mid-90s. I mean, that's pretty awesome from my perspective. Jerry, where are these drawings coming from? I mean, we live in this incredible world. I mean, right now, sadly, we have this huge crisis, Russia and Ukraine. I pray for their peace like the whole world. But where are these drawings coming from?
Well, like Suzanne said, there's kind of, we consider that there's three groups of people. So it's kids, teens, and adults. And the kids, that's mainly a school teacher gets the kids in their school to participate. Sometimes they're just a mom or dad. So we get envelopes with one and two drawings, and we'll get a box with 100 or 200 drawings. So it's on the kids. The younger kids, it's usually schools, scouting troops, religious organizations. And then the teens, that's more like high school and college people who they probably need volunteer work to a certain number of volunteer hours, maybe for graduation, maybe for National Honor Society. So we get a lot of the teens doing it for those reasons. And then the adults, when we started, we did not think of all these different people who were going to be participating. It was kids coloring for adults. What we find is, I don't know if you've ever heard of CSR, but that's corporate social responsibility. So businesses are interested in finding ways for their employees to give back to the community. And that's just a huge field for us. During the pandemic, they couldn't go out and do a lot of what they used to do for volunteer work, but you can sit home, whether you're at home in your at your kitchen table or whether you're in an office and, you know, doing it at the boardroom table. People can color. People can send us the drawings, and that's what we get, tens of thousands.
That's incredible. You know, like I said, you have all these different folks doing it for different reasons, but they're all spreading the happiness, the smiles. I know when I looked at our kids, you know, drawings yesterday, it warmed my heart. Our boys are young still. They're 5 and 7. So for me, we're still getting a lot of these drawings in. But I can imagine for some parents, once their kids get a little bit older and the kids are grown and they're out of the house and now, you know, parents live their lives, but sometimes they're down, it would lift their spirits. Who's getting the actual drawings, Jerry? So who's the recipient of these beautiful drawings that are done to lift up people's spirits?
We send the drawings out. The simple thing that we say is anybody in need of a smile. So, but basically, we have the seniors. That's nursing homes, hospitals, Meals on Wheels programs, and also individuals that live on their own. And then we also send to the military, to the troops overseas. We kind of, I can get into the details. We do several types of mailings each month. So we take a regular letter size envelope and we'll send that to all the individuals. So say we have the name of your grandmother. She lives in Florida. She'll get an envelope mailed to her every month with a few drawings in it. And it's just something that she looks forward to getting. She gets them. She puts them up on her refrigerator. You know, it's 4th of July, then it's Halloween, whatever. It's something that she looks forward to. And we get thank you letters. We know that they appreciate it. You know, they say mostly what they get is junk mail or bills, and they look forward to getting this envelope. So that's the mailings that we do to the individuals. Then we do a package of 10 drawings, and we send out thousands of those, and those go to the meals, to the nursing homes and the hospitals. They usually go to an activities director, somebody who puts them up in the common area so that everybody can see the drawings. And again, every month they get new ones. And then the next type of mailing that we do is a package of about 100 or so drawings, and those go to Meals on Wheels programs all across the country. And Meals on Wheels, that's a great audience for us. Those are people who are homebound and getting a meal, so they're probably not getting a lot of interaction with people outside. So they get these drawings. We get thank you letters and calls all the time. They just are very appreciative to get something. And what they say is that thank you for taking the time to think of us. So that's what we do there. And then the last one that we do is locally here in Morris County. We send thousands of drawings out through the Meals on Wheels programs here. And that's just, we don't have to pay for the postage to get them. We hand deliver to the Division of Aging, and then they give them out to the locations around here. Yeah,
wonderful. I love how you're reaching across so many different segments of society. I would be remiss. I mean, God bless our troops. I mean, these brave men and women who are paying, you know, the ultimate sacrifice, sadly, at times to protect us. And we never should take our freedoms for granted. That's wonderful that you're reaching out to the military. And these are military service folks overseas.
Correct. Some of them, actually, the military, even if it's an individual's name, we send the package of 10, just because they always tell us that they share them with their buddies, they put them up in the common areas, and everybody loves getting them. But yeah, we send to organizations that distribute boxes of goods to the troops, and we send some directly to the troops.
Wonderful, wonderful. So one of the things that I was trying to also understand is, if someone's listening today and they want to send something to a loved one, like you mentioned, you know, sometimes grandparents move away and then maybe they're living by themselves and it's a way to lift up their spirits if someone's not feeling well, they went through a medical crisis. How does someone reach out to your organization, Color a Smile, so they can get on a list so you can know where to send the drawings?
That's what we call subscriptions. So they would want to take out a subscription for someone. And on our website, they subscribe. They put in a person's name or a facility if they just want us to send to a nursing home. And then they tell us, do they want us to send 2 a month or do they want 10 a month? And there is a suggested donation, but the donations are not required. We send out tons and tons of drawings that there's no one ever paid for any subscription, especially like the troops. If somebody asks to send to somebody, we're not asking for money to do that. So, but it is there if they want to make a donation, but they can put all the information in on the website and then we add them to our mailing list and we'll either put them in they'll get the letter size envelope with 2 or 3 drawings, or they'll get the larger package with 10 drawings.
So let's say one of the listeners or many of the listeners are tuning in and like, wow, I want to send support to the military. Do they have to designate a particular service person, or can they make a generic request? And then because of your relationships, you guys would know, your organization, Color Smile, would know where to send it.
No, we would appreciate it if they would tell us specifically what they're looking for, because we need to have context to send to. The problem with individuals, and it's a good problem, they're not over there forever, you know, so thank God they're coming back. And, you know, it takes a while for the mail to get through, and we'll find that we've been mailing on and on and on, and then we'll get three months worth back and we realize they're no longer there. So we would prefer if somebody wants to sign up an organization that sends or there's a lot of different. Sometimes we'll send to a chaplain or some type of a group of people who will always be there, and then they'll distribute the drawings. But if they have, if any of the listeners have a particular person or idea, please go on the website, send it to us, and we'll add them.
Right. So one category is the military, and God bless once again the brave men and women of our outstanding service folks. You mentioned Meals on Wheels, right, which is also, I'll say, a segment of the community that certainly seems to me to need a lift me up, a pick me up, a smile, some happiness. Suzanne, what's your perspective from Color a Smile that your organization has been, you know, involved with Meals on Wheels?
Meals on Wheels, I have to say, is one part of Color Smile that's really, it kind of hits home to, you realize that that smile is really being delivered. We get calls a couple of times a week, and it's somebody on the other end looking for Brian to thank him for a particular drawing that they got delivered with their meal. And, you know, our answer is, you know, Brian's not here right now, but we'll definitely let him know that you appreciated the drawing. And we always end the call with, did it make you smile? And they always said, it did make me smile and it made my day. And it's sort of like that just makes you feel like Color Smile is really doing its job.
It's an amazing thing. Like I said, when I was researching and learned more about what you have been doing for over 35 years at Color a Smile, I was like, everybody needs a smile. Everybody needs a ray of sunshine. I don't care who you are. There's going to be times you're down, you're going to be out. And it's such a wonderful thing to lift people's spirits. Because once again, on the journey of giving back, I'm looking for these kind of beautiful stories of helping others in need. also the seniors. I guess, you know, Jerry, your perspective, Color a Smile, with the senior community. Is it kind of analogous to Meals and Wheels as we all get a little bit older? Sometimes, you know, the families go their different ways in terms of where they are in their lives. What's your view and perspective of Color a Smile with the senior community that are getting the drawings?
Well, like I said, we send either to an individual. So if it's a senior who's living on their own, we're happy to add them and send a couple drawings to them. And sometimes, you know, you don't know what their family – we don't ask, you know, do they have grandkids? You know, we only send – if somebody thinks, you know, send us your next-door neighbor's address. You know, we'll add them on. We'll add your aunt or uncle who doesn't, you know, get a lot of interaction with people. The pandemic kind of brought this all – you know, it hit everybody. Nobody – could see people, you know, and especially people not seeing their grandkids and not seeing their families. And the nursing homes, they couldn't get visitors anymore. So we got thank you letters during the pandemic. You know, the one thing that they could do, the one touch to the outside was to get these drawings in. So I think we've always been that, you know, a little something that reminds people that we're thinking of them. And for the last couple of years, it's just been even more important to do.
Yeah, you know, that was another interesting I guess just historical perspective on what you have been doing this over this 35 years is in the pandemic, right? Because people felt extraordinarily isolated because everybody, candidly, was in a bit of a cocoon, most people.
Absolutely.
And they were lonely and, you know, they lost that interaction. So in terms of the amount of drawings that you were sending out, did you find an increase in drawings for the last few years during COVID-19?
Absolutely. I mean, just bins and bins of mail coming in. It was pretty overwhelming, to tell you the truth. I mean, we're just opening bins of mail every night. But it was great because a lot of people, like we said, during the pandemic couldn't go out and walk dogs or they couldn't do their normal volunteer projects. So they opted to look online for volunteer projects and Color Smile popped up and it was something that you could do at your own pace, whenever you wanted, and just a simple thing, just send them in and we'll get them out. So the pandemic was really a great volunteer situation for a lot of people.
You lifted a lot of spirits. You guys should be proud, Color a Smile, of everything you've done. Jerry, I would be remiss. You got a Color a Smile beautiful shirt on as well. It's very colorful, and I like it a lot. Suzanne and Jerry, you started this 35 years ago. And if you just walk us through, Jerry, you have, I'm assuming, some wonderful, dedicated volunteers in the community that help you. Because you're based right here in Morris Plains?
Yes, Morristown.
Right. Morristown. So how does it work? If someone's listening and they want to get involved and they want to join your volunteer team, can you walk us through, like, how a volunteer could get involved in the kind of volunteers you've had?
Sure. So the simple answer is four simple steps to participate. You print a page from the website, you color the page, put your name on it, and you mail it. That's all that there is. There's no signing up. There's no commitment. There's no requirement. You do a certain number of drawings. Print the page, color the page, put your name on it, and mail it to us. Now, to go into a little more detail, you print. We've on our website, as we said, we've got hundreds of choices to pick from. So you go on the website, you download a page. If you're a school teacher and you're going to have the whole class, then you photocopy it as many times as you want. You can download as many as you want. If you don't have a printer available to you, you can use plain paper. We like our pages have our logo at the bottom. They've got a message across the top, but you can just use plain paper. So you print a page where you just start with a plain piece of paper. You color it, and what we ask for is crayons, markers, or colored pencils. The only time we've ever gotten in trouble was a nursing home called and said, you just sent us an envelope and glitter is all over my table, and don't do that again or take our name off your list. So we don't use glitter. So no glitter. What we say is no glitter, paint, or paste. Just keep the drawings clean. So crayons, markers, colored pencils. And don't date the drawing because sometimes people will send us something and, you know, we're still getting Valentine's Day and Thanksgiving drawings in the mail now. So, yes, they'll go out next year, but just don't have a date on them. Right. So color the drawing. Put the name at the bottom. Again, if you're using our pages, it says name and age at the bottom. We're just looking for your first name, but that's what makes it personal. Like Suzanne said, when they call to thank us, they're not calling and thanking Color or Smile. They're thanking, you know, Billy or Johnny for that drawing. So it's a personal thing. And the age, when we started, there's a big difference between a 5-year-old and a 15-year-old. And it was mostly kids. So we figured, well, we put the age there so that when the 80-year-old grandma, and that's who we always say, is this 80-year-old grandma going to like this drawing? If it's scribbly, it's not as good as maybe what they got last month, but it's a 5-year-old this month. So if it said 5, she can relate, and that's fine. That's why it was scribbly. Although your 5-year-old, I have to say, come
that's
great.
Good.
That wasn't very scribbly. That's pretty good.
You're being very kind. I have to thank my wife. She's all over that.
And we at the top of the page, there's a message, and there's hollow letters. And on the website, we say all of the hollow letters need to be colored in, and people just don't quite understand that. And if they don't color them in, we physically have to finish them. That we want to send them out, but they can't go out unless we finish that. So your kids did a great job in finishing those drawings.
My wife supervises very closely. I'm being very kind right now.
So we actually have groups of, and that's usually like junior high and high school, that just finish the drawings. You know, we'll give them boxes of drawings, and they'll just finish them because they've got to be complete before you send them out. So that's the third step, I guess, is, you know, coloring it, put your name on it. You don't have to put your age, especially adults. We find now that more and more adults are coloring. So I've seen people write in there like older than dirt, none of your business. You know, you can put whatever you want. You don't have to put the age in there. And then they mail them to us. And we get, like I said, we will get an envelope with one or two drawings. And then we've gotten boxes, cases with, you know, thousands of drawings. And that's all that there is to it. There's a little bit of an extra part. That's the simple volunteering. And everybody can do that. Everybody can do that tonight with their family. They can do it tomorrow in school. They can do it, you know, with their business. The one thing that's grown since the pandemic, people that want to get validation of their hours. And that's like the high school, the colleges, where they need to validate their hours for their requirements for maybe graduation. So if they're going to do that, it's very obvious right on the website. It says instructions to validate your hours. All they do is they have to tell us how many. So it used to be that we would say, well, we don't know how long it took you to color, so we can't really validate your hours. And we would always say, work that out with your supervisor. Like, you go to your teacher, you know, let them know how many you did, let them think that, okay, that's worth so many hours. Then they were telling us during the pandemic, well, I don't even see my supervisor. You know, I'm not going to school. How do I? So Suzanne actually sat down and I timed her. And so she was coloring drawings. And we came up with 10 minutes per page as a generous but a good number for how long it takes to color a drawing. So if you put 10 minutes into the page, so we'll give you credit. So if you do 6 drawings, that's 10 times 6, so that's 60 minutes. You do 12 drawings, you'll get 2 hours. 18 drawings, you'll get 3 hours. So if you're looking for credit, validation of your hours, you just go online, you say, okay, 18 drawings, whatever. You give us your name, your email address, and then the computer, the database automatically generates when you hit submit. The information comes to us. We send you back an email right away. It's got a PDF in it. You print that and send that form along with your drawings. When you send us the drawings, Suzanne and I or somebody in the validation department looks over, checks out that they're complete, they're colorful, and it's the number that you said. We'll send you a validation letter, and then that's what they take to their school, to their business, and they get validation for their hours.
Wonderful. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the Harrises on Color a Smile.
The Todd Leonard Show is sponsored by the Leonard Foundation, whose mission is to support the children and families who are battling pediatric cancer and those in need of food and assistance, women's shelters, and other important social services in the community. They also proudly support those fighting pancreatic cancer. They feel it's vitally important to help those in need in our amazing community when they need us the most. Please join them in extending a helping hand and go to leonardcharity.org and donate now. Together, we can touch many lives.
So we're back here with the Color Smile founders, Suzanne and Jerry Harris, right here based out of Morristown, New Jersey. Wonderful people. And what I was thinking as I'm hearing about your organization and how it works is really how easy it is for someone and take a little time out of your day. It could be a few minutes. Suzanne was timed as like 10 minutes for one of these beautiful drawings. But however long it takes, you're lifting someone's spirits simply by just sending a drawing out. Everybody needs that pick-me-up, and that's so wonderful about that. Jerry, you were talking about some of the folks that have been engaged. They need a certain amount of hours for their volunteerism. And I believe in volunteerism. I think that's wonderful. Kids, students, even college folks, you mentioned the business community are doing this for more corporate social responsibility, which I think is really important as well. I was on your Facebook page. I like social media. I can't say I'm a socialite, but I do like to get on and check out social media posts. And for all the listeners, you got to go on Color a Smile Facebook page. There is a handsome gentleman, Lloyd. He's 94 years young. And there's a picture of this guy. And he's talking about getting a picture from a little kid. And it was so heartwarming to me. Maybe you could touch a little bit, maybe Suzanne, if you would permit, on like a little flavor of some of these thank yous that you're getting. Anything sure. that, you know, that you want to share with us today?
Sure. We actually, we have volunteers that color, and then we have recipients that receive the drawings. And we usually, you know, get a lot of drawings from the people that receive the drawings, but we even get thank you notes from the people that volunteer. So just a couple of them that we received from the volunteers. One was from the a student leadership team. They organized a school-wide Color Smile service project, and all the students in grades pre-kindergarten through eighth participated in the program, and the student leaders learned valuable organization and leadership skills. All the students learned that they were capable of giving back to others. Thank you for a great program for our youth. And we got another one from just a kid. And he just said, I'm so glad that even kids like me are able to do something to help others in the smallest way. Anywhere my drawings end up, I hope they bring a smile to someone. And also a college. We're pleased to provide Color Smile with the enclosed drawings recently completed by members of the freshman class of the University of Virginia. Our freshmen participated in a variety of community service projects at the start of each academic year. Such opportunities are invaluable for developing camaraderie with peers, as well as for promoting a greater understanding of the value of helping others. So those were just some from the volunteers, which you wouldn't expect to get. You expect to get more from the recipients. But even from the recipients, we got one from someone that lives in an assisted living facility in Wisconsin. And they just sent, I love the pictures you sent. What a treat to see them on a rainy afternoon. I thank you for thinking of us. And one from the troops, thank you for the thoughtful pictures we received in Afghanistan. It is absolutely wonderful that citizens, especially children like you, continue to remember and support American service members around the world. Your pictures now decorate our office and brighten our day. And also from the Meals on Wheels clients, we want to thank you for sending us your lovely pictures. You are all so thoughtful. I can't tell you how much we enjoy these pictures. Keep up the good work. So those are just some of the thank yous that we got.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, look, I just hearing it, it like warms my heart. I know you must take a lot of pride in Color a Smile, reaching across folks who need to lift me up. It's really extraordinary. I was thinking about, you know, all these thousands and thousands of drawings, and somehow I was thinking of Santa Claus, you know, when they get all those letters to Santa at the North Pole, they want all these different gifts to youngsters, and you're getting, you know, thousands and thousands of drawings. So you must have people behind the scene, also very thoughtful volunteers helping you, I'm assuming, sort the drawings, and you know, you obviously got to get it into the mail. So do you have certain folks also, let's say, behind the scenes that are helping you to deliver these really rays of sunshine?
We do. And before I answer that, I'd just like to give a shout out to Patrick Falco. He's the person that helps us with the Facebook page.
So okay, he does a really nice job.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Patrick.
the behind the scenes takes a lot of work. It basically starts from, okay, so we receive the envelopes, then you've got to open the envelopes. You've got to sort them. You don't want to send Valentine's Day out in the middle of the summer, so they have to go out at the appropriate time of year. As we said, if they're not complete, they go into a pile for people who will finish the drawings. So there's the opening the drawings, sorting the drawings, and then there's the whole process of getting them ready to mail. So you're putting two or three drawings, folding them in thirds, putting them into the letter size envelopes. If it's going to the package of 10, we're folding them into 5 and 5, and then we put those together and put those into those envelopes. For 100, we weigh those. So you weigh out until you've got 100, and you put those in those envelopes. The local ones that we deliver, we basically stuff the envelope until it's full. So that's about 250 to each site. And then there's the physical labeling them. There's certain requirements for the bulk mailing, so we've got to do all that. What we have found over the years, we have a lot of special needs groups that help us to do that. And it's kind of a win-win because they're looking for tasks that their clients, that there's people with special needs can do. And then we're looking for help that, you know, we get this stuff in and out. How do we get these pages? It's great that we get them in, but how do we get them out to the people to make them smile? So there's a lot of behind the scenes involved. You know, tonight, Sunday night's our validation night. Suzanne and I will validate all of those that have come in that need the letter of validation. But we have special needs groups. We've got Madison High School has a day of service. Pingree School is just great. They'll have volunteers. Sometimes we'll either go there or they'll we've met at, like, libraries and places. And if you have 20 kids doing work for, you know, 5 hours, that's a lot of man hours. So we get a lot of stuff done. And it's all volunteers. So we get a lot of help from people locally. Just because of logistics, it's easiest to meet with those people. But, yeah, it's a lot of people involved. And when we started it, it was, you know, a simple idea. It was just the kids coloring for the seniors. But it's surprising how many people have thought of their own ways of helping us, and, you know, how many things we've been able to branch off into that have been really beneficial to us and to the people that are doing the work.
It is pretty incredible. And I know you and your wife volunteer so much of your time, and it all started with, you know, looking at some color drawings on someone's refrigerator over 35 years ago. You know, what was striking to me, Jerry, not to embarrass you, but I was thinking about your gifts. You're in the delivery business. You run a delivery business. And I'm thinking about what's involved to collate, analyze how you're going to get all these mailings out. So it's kind of like kind of fell into kind of your wheelhouse, it sounds like, just because of your background. I just thought that was pretty incredible. How
wheelhouse is, that's a nice way of putting it. A lot of people say I'm anal, so that's another way to put it.
Well, I mean, but you have to be. You're in charge of, you know, sending, you and your wife sending us so many wonderful pictures. But it's God's gift that you have also that ability, you and your wife, to find a purpose and find something that you get a lot of joy out of. And once again, I'm thinking about how you're lifting up people's spirits, and it's really truly a labor of love. You talked about the special needs community. I've been involved with Special Olympic sports for over 20 years, and it makes me feel especially proud to have you on, because you understand that's important to lift folks like that up too, who just need an equal hand, just a feeling of a level of importance that they know they're also involved in doing something productive. And it is a win-win all the way around. And I say God bless you both for recognizing that, because unfortunately, there's not enough businesses realizing the special needs community also needs to be engaged.
Not only do they help us, like I said, with the sorting, the stuffing, and the behind the scenes, but we've gotten letters, Midland School, right here in New Jersey. There's a lot of schools that have some special needs kids, and then they can actually do the coloring too. And they're sending to us. And I remember the letter from the Midland. We get this at least once a year. And it just says a lot of people do stuff for our school kids, and this is something that they can do to give back. So that's right in our, you know, when we describe what Color Smile is, we say that we provide volunteer opportunities for people of all ages and abilities. And that's, you know, what it is.
Right. I mean, like I said, my ability to draw, unfortunately, it's I can't say I'm going to.
That's why we have color in.
I was going to say I may be qualified for that. But no, it's really wonderful how you're reaching across so many different segments of our society to lift people up. And they're also being lifted up in the process. I think that's wonderful. I wanted to also understand the scope and breadth of Color a Smile. Where are you sending these drawings? I know we talked about the military, but Are there countries beyond the United States of America that are also engaged in this wonderful program?
There are, as far as we get drawings in from every place in the world. But our distribution, we can't send. We get a special. There's a nonprofit rate that the post office offers. So that's why we say everything has to be uniform size and weight. And when we mail out, it's to everyone. It has to be a U.S. mail address, and the troops have that. An APO address is actually considered a U.S. Address. So we're able to distribute them that way. But we do find, and sometimes it's somebody, you know, something comes in from China, and it just says, you know, I heard about this organization. It's kind of funny because we can tell the page size is different. You know, internationally, they don't use an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. So whenever we get something odd, we can look and realize we look at where the envelope was from, and it was from, you know, someplace out of the country. So at some point, maybe someday we can do this worldwide, but right now it's throughout the country is where we're sending them. We obviously send to every state in the union. And a lot of those are Meals on Wheels, which, you know, gets them out to really the exact people we want to reach, or a nursing home. So anyone is welcome to send us in the names of a nursing home that their parent might be in. We can add them to our mailing list.
And you also mentioned you're also doing this wonderful program, Color Smile, at the hospital level, right? Hospitals are receiving them as well?
Right. And again, it's if anybody wants to, you know, sometimes that's staff. Somebody, just a nurse says, hey, send us, you know, drawings every month and we'll distribute them on our floor. It might be, usually it's an activity in a nursing home. It's usually an activities director. That's their job, is to, you know, bring this type of thing in. But it can be anyone at all. If your mother or father is in a nursing home, if you are an employee of a nursing home, give us your name and address, and we'll be happy to add you to the mailing list.
I know we have like a world-class medical center, Morristown Medical Center, right here in Morristown. You got St. Clair's, Dover, Denville. There are also hospitals locally. Do you also distribute your drawings at those facilities?
We do. We don't hand deliver there, but I believe that different departments are definitely on the mailing list.
And, that's wonderful. Because I know that when I had to sadly visit loved ones in the hospital, and you'd walk down the hallway, you would sometimes see patients by themselves. And, yeah, you know, they have looked candidly really lonely. And I could just imagine if they were getting these drawings, it would probably lift their spirits. I'm sure it would. So that would be wonderful, too, for the listeners. If they have a loved one that's not feeling well, contact Color a Smile. And, Jerry, if they want to, you know, learn more about it, what's the website again?
It's colorasmile.org, colorasmile.org.
Right.
And people that don't want to go, our telephone number. I mean, you can call and we answer the phone, and it's 973-540-9222. And on the website, it has our address, which is right here in Morristown. We have a P.O. box for people who are mailing drawings, and we have our street address if they're going to send them FedEx or UPS.
All right, so if they want to mail drawings, where would they mail it to?
You mail them to P.O. Color a Smile, P.O. Box 1516, Morristown, New Jersey, 07962-1516.
You passed the memory test. That was impressive. let's say someone's listening, and they're not really that computer literate. They're not great at downloading things off the computer. They just want to send you drawings. Is that okay with your organization?
That's fine. Go right now or tonight, go get copy your paper, 8.5 by 11, white paper. That's keeps everything uniform. And then grab a pack of crayons or markers or colored pencils and just color something that would be cheerful. We're not asking don't put on there get well. You know, some people feel it's a get well program. They're not going to sick, dying old people. These are going to people we have no idea why they're in the nursing home, why they're, you know, somebody asked us to send to. So it's just a cheerful If you're going to do Easter, just put Happy Easter on it. If you're going to do a no theme and it can go out, just say, have a nice day. Just say, I'm thinking of you. We're not really looking for inspirational quotes. We've had, especially through the pandemic, people write on there, you know, you can do this, you can get through this. It's more just a generic, hey, have a nice day. Here's something for you to look at. And it should put a smile on their face.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking once again about the beauty of the program is people want to be recognized. No one wants to feel they're forgotten. And I know I get mail like ever, all the listeners. Most of it, candidly, is junk mail. Or it's bills, which I'd like to also put with the junk mail. But unfortunately, you have to pay those, which it's plus around tax time, too, right? People don't like to have to worry about that. But you're lifting up the spirits. But I think the wonderful thing is you're also not only the recipient, but the volunteers are getting so much. And what I really loved about it is even the little kids are starting at an early age. Because one of the reasons why I love the show is hopefully it'll inspire people to do the right thing. And if you could start someone doing the right thing at an early age, it's going to carry through their lives. And I wanted to talk just briefly about, you know, you're blessed with three kids. You got these wonderful grandkids. Have they been involved in the program as, you know, they've grew up?
They're just starting. Our oldest is 8 and our youngest is 8 months. So everybody's in between. And, you know, the 5 to 8-year-olds are just starting to, participate. And yeah, so I have pages at the house. So if they come over, they can grab some crayons and color a picture. And we said, we'll send it out. And I think they're finally going to get it. We always say that they're going to go to somebody and hopefully make them smile. And like you said, I think once you start out showing them how to do something like that, when they get older, they're probably apt to do more volunteer work.
Right. I think it's, and also your children, before they were blessed with their own kids, were they also involved?
Absolutely. When they were younger, we had it in all their schools. They went to St. Virgil's and Frelinghuysen, and we had it in all the local schools. So, you know, even today, you know, once we mention it to an adult, they'll say, oh, we did that at Alfred Vale, or we did that at St. Virgil's. So, we've started them at an early age, and they did color.
So color is smile. You know, you've been dispensing these packets of joy for over 35 years and reaching over 2 million folks. And I say the number, but it's kind of hard to really get your hands around. 2 million is a lot of people. You're touching a lot of hearts, but not just the ones who received it, but the ones who did it, took the time out, and they put their own love into it to try to lift someone's spirits. Does color of smile ever reflect on, oh, my God, like, 2 million individuals. We started this 35 years ago, and that's the beauty. Once again, of God, it puts something in your heart, and all of a sudden you see it so many years later, how it's really paid off in so many unbelievable, marvelous ways. Do you guys ever reflect on it? You just keep on doing it, and you don't really think about it.
Not a lot of time. Yeah, we're very proud of it. Color Smile is just doing wonderful stuff. We did not think that it would go exactly this way. To be honest, we always thought it'd be great if, you know, the numbers were here, but we thought it was these kids coloring for the adults, and it was the seniors who were going to benefit. And we didn't realize all the benefits that it has to the people learning about volunteering and how good you feel doing this. So, and the number and ways that people would volunteer. We'll get phone calls from a high school kid who says they want to start a Color Smile Club, you know, in their high school. We didn't think of that. They thought of that. Businesses, I think it's ADP or Pricewaterhouse, somebody has a Zen Center, which is kind of cool anyway, and they had that before we did, but it's a place where their employees can go and take a little time out and breathe deep and do whatever. They put Color Smile drawings in there. So coloring is a relaxing, de-stressful thing to do. And we didn't think, well, that's why we're going to do this. It was just, let's color because everybody can color and they look good and they put smiles on people's faces. Well, there's a lot of other benefits that we found out over the years.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a way to take the stress level down, because everybody's stressed out just the way it is in the world.
Right.
You're going a million miles a second. But, you know, once again, these are the kind of things, like, I try to tell everyone not to pontificate, but if you're thinking about an idea, you should put your hat in the ring and try it, because you never know. I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, you just do it, and then you, as you probably get a little bit older, because you both look unbelievable. I won't say your age, but you both look very great for your age.
Yeah,
the point is that, yeah, but, you know, you put your effort into it, and you don't know what path you're going to take. You simply don't know. But you've been doing this for all these years, and you're talking about, you know, kids that were exposed at a young age, they're getting older, and they've already understand the idea, so they could pass it down like a legacy of kids doing it over and over, and a tradition. Because I know, like, our kids are in school now, and I'm, you know, 58. We didn't have a focus when I was a young whippersnapper on this kindness and giving back. It just wasn't really, like, I was blessed. My parents gave it to us to try to give back. But I literally, I know now their schools are really trying to, you know, focus on the totality of the person, so they know it's not just about them. They've
right.
got to give back. And now I think all the schools are starting, thankfully, with these programs. And I was going through all the thank yous and all the different organizations, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, you know, all these different organizations are now doing it. The college kids, the business world, just adults are doing it.
Yes.
I mean, so that's just really an awesome thing that you guys have created. In terms of the volunteerism, Suzanne, any other things you want to, you know, talk about the things you've witnessed over this many years of you giving back to Color a Smile in terms of just volunteerism?
One thing that kind of stands out is, you know, the Meals on Wheels program is a big thing. And we get most of the calls we get are from people that receive our drawings with a meal. But it's interesting to actually hear when they call us and they want to thank Bobby for the drawing, they're calling to tell Bobby what a good job he did. You know, they're calling and saying, we just want to let Bobby, you know that he did such a wonderful job drawing the picture. So it's just kind of nice to see that, you know, they think that they're helping Johnny and we're really helping them. So everybody's helping everybody. So it's just a really, it's a nice feeling. And when I see those bins of mail come in, it's just like, that's just like a bucket of smiles. You know, I just feel like all those smiles are just going to be given out to somebody. And hopefully someone will really enjoy them. That's our goal.
I'm sure they do.
Just to make people happy.
Like I said, go on. I invite the listeners, go on your Facebook page and see some of these thank you notes. I mean, beyond heartwarming, it's really incredible. And so, Jerry, when you get these, a lot of mail, I mean, oh, my God, all these drawings. I mean, you know, it's a lot. And do you ever just say, oh, my God, like that one drawing can really change someone's day and can really lift them up? Because you really don't know what people's struggles are. Sadly, too many people internalize it and they don't ask for help, or they're not really telling their loved ones they're feeling sad. You're bringing them up. Do you ever reflect on that when you see just the drawings and any feelings you get as Color a Smile?
You know, how many people go to work, you know, every day and, like Suzanne said, get these, you know, letters that they can read or phone calls. So it's just great. It's wonderful to see what Color a Smile does. It's wonderful to hear it from both ends, from the recipients, you know, how grateful they are. But we get as many thank you letters and as many positive letters back from the volunteers just saying how great this is that, you know, my 8-year-old and I can sit down tonight and color. You know, during the pandemic, they needed hours for volunteer work. Well, at your kitchen table, while you're watching TV, you can color. And it's a win-win because that person is feeling good about what they're doing. It's not just coloring in and of itself. And that's why all these adults are coloring today, is because it's a de-stressing, relaxing thing to do. But if you throw in the fact that you're not only just doing it to take your mind off of everything that's going on in the world, but you're doing it for the purpose of letting someone know that you took this time and you're going to, you know, send them something and it's going to put a smile on their face. It just makes it that much It's such a benefit to both the volunteer and to the recipient.
Yeah, and that was the other thing that as I was thinking about it is it's so easy if someone could just take a little time out of their day. It only lifts your day doing it, but you're lifting someone else. And there's a big circle, Suzanne, you touched on it too, which is kind of fascinating. It is a circle. The volunteer is getting something out of it, and the recipient is getting something out of it. And you really just your organization brings kindness and thoughtfulness, because I think that's so important to be able to realize you should be there to help other people. And the other thing is, it's like a random act of kindness. You don't really know, except if you want to deliver to a particular person. But I'm assuming many times people just send the drawings in, you dispense with it. You know, if they want to send it to a nursing home or to the military, you want to find out who it's going to. But many times it's just a generic drawing going to you, and you distribute it. But that's what the beauty of it is, because you don't know how you can touch someone's lives. Jerry, before we conclude this fascinating show and just learning more about Color Smile, you've inspired me, both of you. I'm going to actually do some coloring. I mean, I'm going to do it. It'll hopefully get me in my own zen mode. I need to get in zen mode because I get a little high-tested up there, a little high-strung. But is there anything else you want to leave us with, Jerry, before we conclude this great show?
I think a pretty interesting thing that, you know, we just talked about Color Smile, and we didn't mention anything about donations, you know, and in most nonprofits that you talk about, you know, they're looking for money. They're looking to keep going. And that was something that when we started, we didn't want to put any emphasis on, you know, donating. It was more like the Field of Dreams, you know, if you build it, they will come. So it's more what we want people to take away is, yeah, that's, you know, when we're off the air, I want them to say, yeah, that's a pretty cool organization. I'd love to either color for them, or I'd love to get them to send the drawings to a particular place. And it wasn't about, you know, donations are great. We need donations to keep going. But this is about the act of what we're doing more so than, you know, it's not another nonprofit looking for money. It's an organization. We used to say that we could have a budget of a couple $1 million. You can't buy drawings. You know, we need people to volunteer. They have to send us the drawings or we don't exist. So, you know, if the volunteers want to color, that's great. And if you know of anybody that would sounds like they should be on our mailing list, give us their name. And that's what we do.
Wonderful, wonderful. Suzanne, anything else that you want to add for our listeners and people tuning in on Facebook Live about, you know, your parting thoughts about your organization and what you've done over these many years?
I feel that what we do is try to give out as many smiles as we can. And we're just so lucky that we have the people that help us out to distribute these drawings. We couldn't do it without them. And we just hope that it continues and gets bigger and bigger, and there's really no limit to where this can go. I mean, there's always people willing to color. There's always people willing to receive them, and hopefully we'll put a smile on their face. So, I think it's a win-win, and it seems like everything just kind of comes full circle for everybody.
Well, it's once again, it's a real honor to have you both on. I know I never met you before, but to have you come on, spend your Sunday morning with us and talk about Color of Smile, which is just an extraordinary organization. It's grassroots. It touches so many lives. And it's absolutely what I try to do is focus on those giving back, making the world better. We need more Jerry and Suzanne Harrises in the world. Color of Smile is a fascinating idea. Started over 35 years ago. There's other folks out there with these ideas. Don't be afraid. You can do things to make the world better. There's nothing wrong with trying. If it doesn't work out, try something different. That's the amazing thing about life. You don't know until you try. And I'm thinking about these wonderful people. Over 35 years, they started something. Now, 2 million lives have been touched. But if you think about it, it's at least times two. That's 4 million. Because 2 million people got the drawings, and 2 million people prepared those drawings. It's amazing. It's an amazing quest. So both of you should be very proud.
So thank you very much for giving us this opportunity.
You guys are really extraordinary.
Thank you so much.
Next week, I have a great friend coming on. I have a guy that can't say no to giving back. I mean, this guy is, like, incredible. My great friend Steve Alford from the Roxbury Rotary Club, a five-time president of Roxbury Rotary Club. This guy is amazing. You're going to join us next Sunday, I hope, and listen to Steve Alford and his journey of giving. I want to wish everyone an incredible Palm Sunday. Remember, we're in this together. We can make the world better. On the journey of giving, our focus is having those that give back. If you know folks that are doing that, call me at 973-920-7900. Shoot me an email at tleonard@lawleonard.com. I'd love to have you on. Once again, have a blessed and safe Palm Sunday. Take care.
The Todd Leonard Show is sponsored by the Leonard Foundation, whose mission is to support the children and families who are battling pediatric cancer and those in need of food and assistance, women's shelters, and other important social services in the community. They also proudly support those fighting pancreatic cancer. They feel it's vitally important to help those in need in our amazing community when they need us the most. Please join them in extending a helping hand and go to leonardcharity.org and donate now. Together, we can touch many lives.